Welcome to Let's Therapy, where we get real and raw about your mental health, faith, and blended family. We're your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. Now let's therapy.
Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Therapy. We are so excited to be with you today. We are your hosts, Scott and Vanessa Martindale, counselors and founders of Blended Kingdom Families. We are just excited to dive into a topic that honestly, even when we started talking about it, something we haven't really talked about a whole lot, which is triangulation, which is this look at power balance, decision-making, and kind of multiple parties being a part of a situation.
Right. And so it's a term used to describe when a person uses threats of exclusion or manipulation. So its goal is to divide and conquer. And that's kind of like what you were just talking about, Scott, with like, it's like this power struggle, right? And it's usually like a three-person triangle. It can also be parties as well. It's a form of manipulation that involves the use of indirect communication, often behind someone's back. And we see this so much in blended families. We were at the EXO Marriage Conference this past weekend and kind of talked indirectly about it. But we see this a lot with, you know, families, blended families, where like the kid is in a sports situation, right? And one parent and this kid are in agreement that like, I'm going to do this select sport without really, you know, talking to the other parent about it, and or the other parent, co-parent is not on board with it, right? So then they're forming like this alliance, so to speak, to try to get this other parent to agree and manipulate them into doing this when the other parent's like, hey, this really doesn't fit my family and my schedule in this season of life. But then it's like the other parent and the kid are making them feel bad. And, you know, it can then exclude that biological parent and child relationship.
Well, it's what drives wedges between people.
Yeah.
And as we were talking about this, I said the biggest concept here is fear. It is manipulation and rejection. And these are things that, you know, and as when you're co-parenting, you're looking at your child and saying, I need to win, or I need to be the most influential, or I need to be doing more than the other parent, or I want to be better. And we see this in step parenting. And so you've got this constant triangulation of where is the balance at and where is healthy. And again, every single blended family that we've worked with, including our own, we have experienced this. And it is extraordinarily frustrating and dangerous.
Very dangerous.
So we look at this, and the sports example is a great example because that's the commitment of time. It's really where that alliance comes in. But it can occur in other areas as well. It can come in allegiance. It's in say, hey, I'm the one who understands you in this season. Or I'm the one who's going to do X, Y, Z for you in this season. And so you need to align with me. And when you do align with me, part of that counterpoint is you need to disalign with the other parent. You need to disalign with the other family. So it's kind of a give and take. In order to get the balance to move, you have to go this way and give up that way.
Right. And I think another way to look at it, too, is it can occur when two people are involved in a form of conflictual communication, an attempt to involve a third party. So it could be that, like, both biological parents, co-parents, are not getting along and they can't come to an agreement on a situation. So they're like, hey, we're going to bring the kid into this and ask their view when they they don't need to bear the emotional weight or burden of that, right? So then they include, you know, this third party and involve this third party. And it can become detrimental to a lot of kids. And we see that so much in blended families.
Well, we also see it where they go get the other, like their co-parents' parents, like the grandparents. And they say, you need to be on our side because this is what's going on. And you can be in complete conflict with your own child because I'm telling you what's better. But we talk about this so many times where, you know, putting children in the middle of a triangle or in the middle of toxic communication, if you want to experience, give your child trauma, I mean, absolute trauma, especially at young ages, put them in the middle and see how they develop as a human. That is not healthy. And it is just pure savage evil when it comes to that. I have seen so many parents that have manipulated or alienated or made their child a communicator. And it's just like you're giving them a sword and you're saying, go hit your, you know, my ex-spouse. And they're not going to hit them. They're just going to hurt themselves with it. They're just stabbing themselves.
Right. Well, and you can cope with this in ways. It's the, you know, we talk about boundaries a lot. It's this process of trying to de-escalate or to cope with the triangulation. It's a process that requires consistency and slowly setting boundaries. So building up those boundaries, so to speak. And it can be useful to start reducing the frequency of communication that's involved with whatever type of triangle that's going on. So if you have what's called a child-focused triangle, that you have two parents that aren't getting along, you're bringing in that child, you know, it's, you know, trying to get that child out of that. Even if it's adult children, maybe you as the parent slowly, you know, are taking steps back to, you know, reduce that frequency of communication. And why it may sometimes be helpful to address the dynamic directly, sometimes it can be beneficial, for the person engaging in this behavior, to focus on, again, removing themselves from that dynamic, kind of slowly taking some steps back.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And the other thing to point out, too, is in a blended family, you may have three or four of these triangles going on at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you may have his ex-spouse, her ex-spouse, his children, her children, his grandparent, her grandparent. So you may have three or four of these unhealthy triangles going at all times.
Yeah.
So monitoring what is happening from a communication standpoint, very healthy.
Yeah.
It's also in alignment. And again, I think transparent communication is also very important.
Yes.
Whereas we look at it and say, hey, we don't want private text messages going back and forth. We don't want, you know, words being said that everybody's not, you know, privy to that information.
Yeah.
And we, you know, may call out that behavior and say, hey, I don't want our child to be the messenger. I think the child centered triangle is probably the most common.
Yeah.
It's where the child gets put in the middle and we want to start alienating or manipulating that child to put the balance on our side.
Yeah.
And the hard part for people to understand is that is always going to bite you in the end.
Yeah.
It's always going to, as kids mature and they start understanding emotional intelligence, they understand how they're manipulated. And to be in an assignment where you know you've been manipulated is going to make you go back the other way.
Right.
It's going to make you go the opposite direction from
that.
Well,
and I think as kids do start to gather that emotional intelligence, especially in the teen years, you really see where that flip-flops and it becomes the child and the parent teaming up against the other parent. Mm-hmm. So they're having conversations outside. There's manipulation going back and forth where it's like, I'm going to tell this parent what they want to hear and I'm going to tell this parent what they want to hear, but you're really siding with one parent. And so, you know, when it comes to certain, you know, decisions or things that are coming up or that are being made, you know, you're then like kind of, you know, what's the word? Like I can't think of the word.
I just get this picture of like, you just like grabbing your child's hand and jumping off a cliff together. It's like you're so easily manipulated in those situations where it's like the child wants to manipulate another parent and they're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah,
and you have to understand, especially as those children get older, especially if they haven't developed healthy habits, that all of a sudden they're gonna peer into what your most weakness.
Well, the word I was thinking of is blindsided. So you've been having these talks and conversations, and you're like, okay, this is what we're doing, and the child and the parent are having another conversation, and then all of a sudden it's something completely different, and you're like, whoa, like this isn't what we were talking about. And the entire time you see that there was a manipulation tactic going on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, like developing those healthy coping mechanisms when you see yourself in a triangle, taking the steps to disengage, take some steps back, and build up some boundaries around what that looks like.
And the goal is, when you do get out of balance, to find a way back. The goal is to recognize what healthy communication should look like. What, you know, you are in a triangle with your child, and so just, you know, it just needs to be healthy. The communication needs to be healthy. The balance needs to be healthy. Parents need to communicate in a way that doesn't put their child in a position where they can manipulate one or the other. So really what our goal through this podcast is to, one, bring awareness to you. To say, hey, I don't know how many triangles you have going on, but I want you to look at each one of them and say, am I being manipulative to somebody? Am I trying to move the balance of power or persuasion or decision-making? Or am I the one who is being manipulated? And do I feel kind of distraught because of this relationship? And is it something that is acute? Did it just happen maybe on accident and you want to correct it? Or is it a chronic issue that you're continuing to deal with year after year after year? And if that is the case, and then that's why we as therapists say, hey, get into counseling, have open conversations about that. Grab a great biblical counselor, find an opportunity. Don't be scared to take that step.
Yes.
And then also, you know, making sure that, you know, your marriage stays strong, that you're in prayer for those situations.
Yeah.
We give people tools all the time and say, the elements that you'll deal with in a blended family are all over the spectrum. Mm-hmm. You're going to deal with so many different things. We want to always give you a guide back and say, you know, where's your prayer life? Focus on your marriage and focus on your kids. That's kind of the roadmap back.
And be in the Word.
That's what be in your faith, right?
Yeah, in the Word.
Be in the Word. All right. So, guys, I hope that you've enjoyed this. Vanessa, anything you want to add at the end?
No, you guys, if you wouldn't mind leaving us a review, we would love to hear your feedback about the podcast. Any topics that you would like for us to cover, please let us know. You can email us at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com. We'd love to cover anything that's on your heart or that you would love to hear more about.
Guys, cannot wait to be back with you again next week. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do.